Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. This is Triple M's Summer Session.
Yeah, welcome to it. It's a brand new Rugby League show that we're going to run over summer because Rugby League never sleeps. It's such a big game now and it's had such a big year that there's always something to talk about in Rugby League. My name's Maroon, a very good mate of mine, James Triceps Hooper. Welcome to you.
Anthony the Redfern Rocket, great to be here. As you mentioned, the greatest game of all, 25-8, 366 days of the year it goes in the digital age of 2020. And thankfully, we've got a summer show that's going to keep people up to date with all the latest breaking news, opinions, trials, tribulations, everything that is going on around the great game of rugby league.
Yeah, and look, what we did, we had this idea for a summer show, me and you, and we said, how are we going to get this off the ground? We're both friends of Lee and Vicky and the team at Brighton's. So we just pestered them and pestered them and peppered them with phone calls and stood outside the building till they finally went for it.
Yeah, I might just pull you up there a little bit, Anthony. Sorry. We didn't pepper them and pester them. You peppered and pestered. You were like a greyhound out of the one box at Wentworth Park, relentless on the lure.
Yep.
And Lee and Vicky, being the great people that they are, they love rugby league. They sponsor the New South Wales Blues. Lee's also heavily involved as the chairman of the West Tigers. And so they're lovers of the game, and so they wanted to see this show propagate.
Okay, mate, and we haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. Obviously, you've been in a good paddock. You look like you've had a good couple of weeks break.
Mate, I have been on a steady diet of chicken schnitzels, schooners, bacon and egg rolls, and meat pies.
Mate, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Big show coming up for our first show. What about our big first up guest, Jai Arrow, new recruit from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We're going to talk about Josh Adokar and bring back a classic Hoops segment called What Does the Fox Say? It's all on the way. It's a brand new summer NRL show. Triple M's Summer Session here on Triple M.
Triple M's Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's Summer Session. It's a show based on rugby league, the first summertime rugby league show we've had on Triple M. We do it thanks to our mates at Brighton's lawyers. It's Maroon. It's James Triceps Hooper. Let's get into a little bit of rugby league news because, like we say, it never stops. These days, Josh Adokar, well, of course, he won't be at the West Tigers for next season. He'll be at the Melbourne Storm, but big mail around at the moment hoops that he might land at Belmore.
Yeah, well, the Bulldogs have formally tabled Josh Adokar a four-year deal. It's worth around the $2.2 million mark at the moment. Interestingly, Josh and his agent, Mario Tartak, went out and toured the Belmore facilities. So they've had the golden tour from Trent Barrett, the new head coach there, and also Andrew Hill, the CEO. Now, what I find interesting about this deal is, yes, it's a four-year offer. And yes, it would mean that the Fox moves to Belmore from 2022 and beyond. But the contract and the way that it's structured is actually incentive based, and that's built around whether Josh can develop himself and his game into being a fullback, and also, you know, other rep bonuses, etc., and incentives. So look, I get the impression as it sits at the moment as though Josh is a very good chance of landing with Canterbury Bankstown.
Let's look at him individually for a moment. You know, nine State of Origin games, nearly 100 games for the Melbourne Storm. He's a premiership winner. He's an Origin legend. He's part of a dynasty down there with Craig Bellamy's Melbourne Storm. I mean, it's got to be more than money as a motivation to go to a club that's sort of starting from the ground up. And that's no disrespect to the Bulldogs.
No, but I think you can see from the signings that Trent Barrett has made already with Canterbury Bankstown, they're on the way up. Like, yes, they've had a number of torrid seasons, and it's been a tough biscuit for all of their members and supporters. But you can see at the moment at Belmore, something is building. And if they were to get a player of the Foxes' talent. I mean, you go back to that final series last year, he was one of the best players, not just the best wingers. He was one of the most influential players in that final series and a huge part of why Melbourne were able to win that premiership. That sounds like a foolish statement, given that Gordon Tallis loves to say wingers are just blokes that hang around footballers. Mm. But Josh was that influential this season, similar in State of Origin. He was enormous for New South Wales in a series where they were beaten by the Maroons. So I think if he does decide to go that way, the Bulldogs will be back in finals contention sooner rather than later.
Because I think that Hoops at Rabbitohs supporters think he's still a chance of going there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't entirely close that door yet. Mm. Josh has obviously got a lot of mates who wear the red and green. He started his career off. I think he's a La Perouse junior. So there are strong connections with the Bunnies, and I'm sure that if he got an opportunity, he would love to wear the red and green. But as it sits at the moment, he's got a formal offer on the table. It's a four-year deal. It's from the Bulldogs. I don't think he'll rush a decision. But I don't think Canterbury will leave the offer on the table forever either.
So if you're a West Tigers supporter, you're sitting here going, hang on, what went wrong? Wasn't he supposed to be going to the Tigers?
Yeah, well, what went wrong was the heads of agreement that was signed was only valid for next year. And so the Melbourne Storm sharpened the pencil. They bumped up their offer for Josh's contract next season. And so as a result, he decided that it was better for him. Look, I think there's no doubt that the success that Melbourne had in that final series and the elation of winning that GF and the celebrations and everything that goes with it, there's no doubt he would have been thinking, right, do I want to go to Concord where I'm going to have a tough season next year and there's still a lot of legwork to be done in terms of fixing the roster, or do I want to stay part of one of the flagship clubs of the NRL and then see what else is out there beyond that? And I think the Bulldogs were also smart, Anthony. I think they read between the lines on the heads of agreement, went, well, hang on a minute, that's only valid for next year, right? Let's get ahead of the curve. Let's make him a really good competitive offer on a long-term contract for 2022 and beyond.
Yep.
And we might be able to get under the Tigers' guard. And that's how it looks it's played out.
Okay, it's a brand new rugby league show over summer. Triple M summer session. Thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers, Maroon and Hoops. What have we got coming up? Plenty. We're going to speak to Jai Arrow very shortly, who's just landed at Redfern to play for the Bunnies. And also up next, we bring back the classic segment, What Does the Fox Say? Here at Triple M.
Triple M summer session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
On Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, it's the summer session. Thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers, they commit, protect and succeed. It's a show looking at NRL across the summer with Maroon and Hoops. It's time for this.
On Triple M summer session, this is...
What does the fox say?
Oh yeah, this is an opportunity for our man, the Fox, James Hooper, to bring in the mail, the rumours, what he's been hearing around the traps. What does the Fox say? An old segment we've brought back for the Summer NRL show.
Yeah, a little bit of a different intro there. And thank you to Josh Adokar for that genius laugh that he does have. But I'll tell you what, Anthony, yeah, always something happening in the great game of rugby league. Mm. And something that caught my eye this week is at the St. George Illawarra Dragons, their captain and champion hooker, Cameron McInnes. Mm-hmm. Now, look, he's signed with the Red V for next season and absolutely lock, stock and barrel. He will be there in 2021. But beyond that, there's been some talk late this week that Cameron will go out and just test his value on the open market next week. So I think we'll see him actually physically go around and meet with some rival clubs, prospective suitors for 2022 and beyond. He's on the record as saying that he wants to play number nine, and I can totally understand that. Like, he's one of the best hookers in the game. But we did see this season just finished that he had some success at also filling in as a small running lock forward style of a role, something that has obviously come right back in vogue with the likes of Victor Radley, Cameron Murray, Nathan Brown. So, look, it's a big decision for Cameron, and it's also a big call for the Dragons too, because we saw last season they decided to roll with Ben Hunt, also at dummy half. So it's a watch your space on Cameron McInnes. But I tell you what, geez, a hell of a bloke. And you know, listening to all of those esteemed people that were involved in the New South Wales State of Origin camp, Freddie Fittler, Greg Alexander, Danny Badiris, everybody spoke extremely highly of of Cameron McInnes. So he's certainly very popular and a real professional in the game.
Well, that's the sort of player, the exact player that the St. George Illawarra Dragons don't want to lose. But I suppose the question is, the other question to these hoops is, okay, Cam McInnes is your number nine, or that's how we see him as traditionally being a number nine. Ben Hunt's playing in that role. If we get to the end of 2021, how much longer, I wonder, has Ben Hunt got to go at the Dragons?
Well, he's still got quite a while to go, right, Anthony, because he didn't arrive until, I think it was 2017. So he's actually only done three seasons there. So I beg your pardon, he didn't arrive until 2018. So he's done 3 years. He signed a six-year deal. So he's still got this year plus another two. It's actually a straight-out five-year contract, but the final season, the option, is in Ben Hunt's favour. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to think, given the money that he's on and provided that he's playing good footy, he would most likely exercise that option.
Okay, moving on. What does the Fox say? You got anything else?
Yeah, well, the West Tigers. We all love the West Tigers, immensely popular club, and they've been through some tough times in recent times. And they've got an assignment on their hands at the moment in trying to retain David Nofaluma. Now, he was their player of the year. He won the Kelly Barnes medal. And look, he's an immensely popular member of the group. He is signed with the West Tigers for next season. But beyond that, rival clubs are now free to come in and make a play for him. And I think we will see plenty trying to queue up and have a crack at him. I hope he stays at the Tigers, Maroon, because as I touched on, he won that Keith Barnes, Noel Kelly medal at the back end of this year. He had a breakout season on the wing for the Tigers, real pinball and try scorer, and great out of dummy half in terms of yardage coming out of your own end. But I sincerely hope that the Tigers can get this negotiation right, because I can tell you from a members and supporters point of view, there will be outrage if he ends up going to a different club. He's a local junior.
Yep.
Hugely popular. Like people, he's a fan favourite. And I hope the Tigers get that one right.
Triple M's summer session, thanks to Bryden's Lawyer, still to come this hour. We'll be joined by Jai Arrow from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, looking at rugby league across the summer here at Triple M.
Triple M's summer session, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's summer session. It's a summer NRL show by popular demand. We hope to be doing this for quite a while, because we know that rugby league happens right around the clock, and we do it thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed. Hoops and Maroon will be in the chair right across summer, and we've got a very special guest, Hoops, our first special guest to the show.
Rabbitohs superstar and new recruit, Jai Arrow. Welcome, fresh off a Queensland State of Origin victory. What about that series?
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of people wrote us off, but as Queenslanders do, we sort of proved a few wrong, which was really good. But yeah, officially in Sydney now, which is pretty weird. I'm trying to get used to the Sydney traffic. I found it pretty hard to get here, and I'm actually in the studio, which is different as well. Usually I'm on the phone at home. So it's good to be here.
Do you know what we used to have to do in the old days, Joe, at Redfern? If we wanted to get a good player at Redfern like you, we used to have to pick him up at the airport and take him to Vaucluse and tell him it was Redfern, just so we could get him to come down here. But it's not like that now. It's a very successful club with Wayne Bennett at the helm.
No, it is. Obviously reuniting with Wayne, and I'm very happy that I get to sort of a fresh start and get to come down here and get to know Sydney. And I'm on the Central Coast at the moment with my old man as I'm trying to settle into my place in Maroubra on Monday, which everything's sort of getting sorted out there, but very happy to be here. And it'll be interesting.
Has Wayne been spotted back at training since the celebrations in the aftermath of Origin?
I went there today, which is the first time I've actually gone and saw the facilities. He wasn't there. I think he's taken a nice little earned rest after putting up with us 27 blokes in camp. So he's put up with us, so he'll have to have a nice little break, but I'm not too sure when he's back.
Right, and in terms of the Bunnies, have you spoken to either Wayne or Jason Demetrio, the main assistant, about the role that you will play once we get cracking again this next season?
Yeah, not really. I obviously went in there and saw JD today. I didn't really speak about footy. It was more about where I'm living and where I'm settling in. So I'm sure I'll have to go into depth with them about that sort of role, and I'm sure I'll be playing in the middle somewhere, wherever the coaches need me or the team needs me. I'm more than happy to put my hand up. So Look, that'll sort of go into depth more when I'm actually going to go back next week on Wednesday and train with the boys just so I can stay in shape and I don't drink too many beers. So I think it's a good idea that I go back next Wednesday and do some stuff.
It's a good old squad, isn't it, mate? You've got veteran like Adam Reynolds there and you've got, of course, Cookie, Cody Walker. And you come into that squad. In the last couple of years, they've been one game off a grand final. So when you made the decision to come to the Rabbitohs, was it based on that squad and Wayne Bennett as coach?
Yeah, 100%. I think it definitely was with the squad. I think with the squad there, it's very strong and I think we can do something special there. But I suppose you can only say so much. You've got to do the hard work on the training paddock and I'm there to do that. I'm there to earn the respect of I guess my new teammates. So I'll be doing all I can to hopefully play good footy. But with the squad there, it was definitely an eye opener and it catched my eye for sure. And then obviously reuniting with JD and Wayne as well, which definitely helps. So I'm excited for the times ahead.
Now, who's going to help you settle into Sydney, Joy? Are you turning to one of the senior players like a Damien Cook, or are you going for more of a Queensland young gun like Jaden Sewer? Or?
I haven't really thought about that. They're obviously the boys who in Origin aren't due back in January 4th. So I don't know what I'm going to do. That's why I'm going to go into training early to get to know a few boys, go to a few cafes, get to know Red Fern a little bit and obviously my local Maroubra. So I'll be around there floating around and it'll be interesting. I don't really know who I'm going to lean on, I suppose, but I'm sure I'll make new friends, that's for sure.
Yeah, guaranteed. Now, equally as important as that, you were heavily involved in this terrific bet towards the back end of last year where the Gold Coast Titans won 5 consecutive games and Anthony Maroon, our esteemed host here right at the moment, promised that he would actually get a sex change. So as you can see, he hasn't yet turned into Antonia. But how was that received amongst the playing group when you got wind of that silly bet?
Oh, look, I loved it. I thought it was a great bet. I didn't know if we were going to do it, but we did. And I walked in, you've got short hair. Yeah. You look going for the short hair little look. I reckon you'd be a pretty girl too. I didn't realise how good looking you were in real life.
I'm not going to have a sex change, but Jai, it's important to point out that the Rabbitohs have won 21 premierships. Where do you think that sits next to the Gold Coast Titans winning 5 in a row? I mean,
I'm guessing you're going to come up with another bet this year. It's going to be something, the Rabbitohs win the premiership or something like that.
Well, I am going to come up with one, and it's going to be based around whether or not the Titans make the top 8, because I really do think, Jai, that we are just getting a little bit carried away with ourselves when it comes to the Titans.
Well, mate, we won't be getting carried away if one of the greatest of all time, Cameron Smith, decides that he is going to play on.
That helps.
And that he is going to play in the number 9 jumper for the Gold Coast. That hasn't been decided at this point in time. But you add Tino Fasuamalawi and David Fifita to a team that was building last season under coach Justin Holbrook. Maroon, you're on a hiding to nothing here. You can tap dance all you like. You know you are in trouble.
Yeah, well, mate, firstly, I'll just stop you there because I was talking to Jai. I wasn't talking to you. But, mate, we were going to ask you, how do you feel about that? Because it looks like finally they might be getting some traction and you've bailed out of the joint.
Oh, look, I wouldn't say bailed out, but I'm happy with my decision. I made the decision last December and that's nothing against the coaching staff or players up there. I just, for myself, I thought it was the best thing to do was to come down here. But, they really have a soft spot in my heart, the Gold Coast. They're my hometown and I do wish them all the best, but I've got the round 4 that's circled.
Yeah.
We're up there on the Gold Coast. So, look, I've got that one circled, ready to go.
Okay, look, you can hang around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're speaking to Jai Arrow, new Rabbitohs recruit. It's a brand new summer rugby league show. Triple M Summer Session. We do it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers here on Triple M.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. It's a brand new summer NRL show called Triple M's Summer Session. It's with Hoops. It's with Maroon. Our special guest today is Jai Arrow, a new recruit at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And Hoops, we probably haven't had the opportunity at Triple M to speak to one of the players who have been stuck in the NRL bubble all season.
Well, we haven't been able to have anybody in studio, Anthony, because of those really tight biosecurity protocols. And I know speaking to a lot of players over the course of the year, Jai, there were some real challenges and there was some real frustration around the fact that You couldn't go to a cafe. You couldn't go to the beach. You couldn't just duck into the supermarket and grab some groceries. Give us an insight. What was it like?
Yeah, it was different. It was hard. It really got hard, especially being a guy who likes his coffee and likes going to a cafe and stuff like that. But we sort of had a little bit of a window there where we were allowed to go get takeaway and do that sort of stuff, go get essentials from Woolies. And then obviously I think there was an outbreak somewhere that the Queensland Premier, she just shut it all down and decided that we had to stay home and we weren't allowed to go get essentials. We weren't allowed to go to cafes, which then got pretty hard for us. Obviously with the bubble and that, constant, temperature checks in your ear every morning. We're doing weekly COVID tests, and I don't know if you've got one of them.
They're not good.
Straight up the schnoz, and it honestly it tickles that much and makes you cry. You do all sorts of things. You whine and whinge about it, but it just had to be done. But obviously, very grateful that the season got back up and running. I think Volandi's done a great job getting us back up and running. So it's obviously massive credit to him, but it was definitely torture. But grateful, as in we got to play some footy this year.
Yeah, no question. He's a genius administrator, Peter Volandis, and he forced a lot of the other codes, AFL, etc., to really go hard and try and get back up and running as quickly as they could.
Well, I thought we were the test dummies. Everyone was waiting for us. We were the test dummies, everyone jumped off the back of that, so thank you.
The funny thing was, you say test dummies, but he'd done his homework, he'd done his research, he had the right people around him. He knew that there was only a very, very minor element of risk, and he was prepared, given the sake of the game, to go down that road. So certainly hats off to him. Now, in terms of the Bunnies, how are you settling into life around Redfern? You haven't had very long in the city so far. What's it like?
Yeah, I obviously got down Wednesday. I brought one bag of clothes down with me, two dog beds, and then me two big dogs in the back of the car and drove down. I've only really got to see Redfern today, actually. So obviously went through the facilities. There was a couple of boys there training, so I got to say hello to them and obviously the coaching staff and spoke to them and when I'd sort of be back. But I love it there. It's a great setup. It's got a lot of proud history, and walking through, seeing all the old photos and stuff like that was pretty good as well. So it'll be I'll get to see more of that when I'm back.
Speaking of the proud history, that's something one of the co-owners and the high-profile people around the world, Russell Crowe, is really into. He's got the Book of Feuds. He's got Nana Glen up on the New South Wales North Coast. He's got a bar there called the Blind Rabbit. Have you had a phone call yet from Rusty?
No, I haven't got a phone call or haven't met him yet, but
Any sort of exchange?
No, I'm not too sure. No, I don't think so. But,
okay.
Obviously, he's a massive actor who I grew up watching. So obviously, hopefully get to meet him and can't wait. And he's obviously the owner of the club and he's done great things with the club. So, I'm so happy to be a part of it and can't wait.
Mate, what about that memorable Origin series? You know, people saying the worst Queensland side in Origin history. And then, New South Wales, we just never seem to get it that you just got to shut up and do your talking on the field. But to be part of that Origin series...
Yeah, it was pretty special. I'd never obviously been a part of a winning one. And I think it was, one of, if not the best feeling I've probably ever had in rugby league or in my life, to be honest. Obviously a lot of people wrote us off, but, that happens in rugby league. You just got to, I guess, have tunnel vision and keep your eye on the prize. And, we did that. And fortunately it was, it's pretty easy to get up for Origin, especially at a decider at Suncorp. It's a pretty good feeling when you run out in a maroon jersey at Suncorp with 50,000 screaming lunatic Queensland fans. So, we obviously got the job done, but it was pretty special to be a part of, I guess, the worst Queensland team ever.
When that statement was made about this is the worst Queensland side in 40 years, did Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga immediately tap into that? And was the playing group quickly made aware of it? Was it utilised as a motivational tool?
Not really. Wayne's pretty sort of easygoing. Obviously, it had been mentioned and everyone sort of knew, but Wayne's a big believer on worrying about ourselves. We obviously did a little bit of video on them and stuff like that, but it was more just about us and what we had to do and what we had to, I guess, what we wanted to achieve, and that was to win the Shield, and we did that. So, we didn't really use that as motivation, I suppose. Origin's a different game. If you can't get yourself up for that, then you shouldn't be playing. But Yeah, look, it wasn't too much on about them. It was more about us.
Oh, well, congratulations. It's another bit of origin folklore etched in Queensland history. Now, give us your 3-2-1 Dally M points for the aftermath of celebrations. I'll take the three. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Cameron Munster.
Oh, look, he was up there. I'm going to have to say money was three. He's a bit of a lunatic. Cohen Hess gets my number two.
Really? Didn't he only play the first game?
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Wow. We're obviously in Byron. Money let everyone know after the game. So Cohen Hess, number two. And 1 point, I'm going to have to say Jake Friend.
Hey.
Okay.
Jakey Friend. Mm. He was only there for a night, but he was pretty good. He was good fun. He was good value, and as was Money and Hesse, who I reckon I become best friends with us at Byron.
Tell you what, he was enormous too in terms of his influence on the field, yeah. Jake Friend. Yeah. Debut series this year, and worked really hard to get that opportunity, and certainly did not let anybody down in that Queensland jumper. I'm tipping honourable mention, Alan Langer.
I forgot about him. I'm actually quite filthy at him because he didn't come to Byron. He said he was coming. I know I was pestering him when he was on the phone. Was he on the phone to? He was on the phone to someone to the radio. He was on the phone to Triple M. There you go.
That's right.
Yeah. And I was pestering him. Obviously, may have had one or two, a few beers, few beers deep. But I was a bit filthy at Alfie. He didn't come. He didn't come to Byron. But hopefully, we can get him on the next trip.
All right, mate, we're going to ask you to come in the course of the year because you do a fantastic job. And you're here in Sydney living in Maroubra playing for the mighty Rabbitohs, mate. We love you.
No, appreciate it. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
You've made history today too, the first guest of the summer show.
There you go.
You've already created history. Triple M Summer Session is thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848, James Triceps Hooper and Maroon, and more to come. Stay there.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.